can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 14 of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. Say hello, man.
What's happening? Happy holidays, guys.
Hey, everybody.
We are back after I don't even remember when the last time we did a show together was. When was it, guys?
2012.
We're back from 2012.
No, it's a couple of weeks we've been off. Holiday season. Work stuff, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I had the cyber weekend was crazy. And then, Doug, you came down to visit, which was super awesome and a lot of fun. Chris, sorry you couldn't make it out here. But what did you do? What did you end up doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was pretty typical. I actually had Thanksgiving at my mom's this year. Boston, we had a lot of snow, actually fall, Wednesday night. So it was sort of one of those Thanksgivings that you'll remember because it was pretty white on the ground. It was dangerous driving.
This is terrible.
Do you know that every time I hear, now that we're in the Christmas spirit, every time I hear Santa Baby, I think of one thing. Wait, no, is it Santa Baby? Cold outside. Cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, yeah.
Chris, can you tell that story?
Do you mean when we were in Colorado doing karaoke?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well, I went up to do Baby It's Cold Outside. I was in Denver to visit you, Doug, and go to the Patriots-Broncos game with my wife. And had a few drinks in. I think the night was kind of getting pretty late. And I thought it would be a great idea to go up there and do Baby It's Cold Outside as a duet. Sort of one of those fun tunes that if you,
yeah,
you know, you hit it right, it looks pretty cool. Sounds
great,
pretty cool.
Great song.
And what happens if you don't hit it right?
Then you almost get divorced. So
that song is pretty so much what hard with the timing and everything. Like
it doesn't have to be that way.
There's no way that when you do karaoke and the letters scroll across, like, it already throws you off a little, even when you know the song really well.
But yeah, but my wife was screwing up from the opening line. She's like, I really, wait, what is it, huh? I'm like, baby, it's cold outside, bitch.
Chris was so mad, and we, like, the whole family loves karaoke, and we're all in a very high spirits cheering. We're trying to cheer you guys on, but it was so, the timing was so off. I felt so bad, and it just seemed like it went on forever, and the second it ended, it was like you went to an immediate fight with your wife. Just like, well, that's it.
Yeah, I just dropped the mic, like, get me out of here.
Yeah. I remember at the bachelor party, everyone sang a lot of high energy songs, and Chris, I think that you did one of those moves where if you hit it the song right, it's like pretty awesome. And what was it? What was the song? New York?
I believe. Well, we were in New Orleans, right? So I thought it would be a nice tribute to do a little Harry Connick Jr., you know, kind of one of the New Orleans favorite sons. And I did It Had to Be You.
Oh, God.
Everybody's just rocking out. The whole place is like fist pumping the whole time. And then I went up there and it was It Had to Be You.
It was
so awesome.
It was definitely.
Everybody went to the bathroom.
I don't think people were ready for that.
No one was. It was one of those things where it's like, there's a, like, say you're at a black fraternity and a white guy walks in all crazy and the music just stops. That's what it was like in the club.
The record scratches.
Yeah, everybody was just like, what? We were having so much fun. And then you go, were people booing me? And I think, I don't know who said it, but they go,
They
were saying, boo yeah, man. Boo yeah. I was like, no, it was boo.
No, I think I had a pretty good stretch of like awesome karaoke moments, and I got too creative and too cocky, and I thought anything would work.
It's all song selection on karaoke.
And good vocals.
Stick with Shaggy. Just stick with Shaggy.
Oh, me and Brennan killed in some hick town in Ohio. Murdered it.
Yep.
With Shaggy?
You should be treated.
That's
that
really good.
That wasn't a CD.
I tried to have Stephanie do that part. Didn't work.
Brenda, we also did a really good job a long time ago with Scissor Sisters.
No, it wasn't that.
The darkness.
I believe in a thing called love. Yeah, there's people that come up to me and say they remember me from that performance.
That's great. What is Scissor Sisters?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That was a different thing. That wasn't karaoke.
That was
it was a couple of girls we met at Rollins
that
College.
Was a weird incest lesbian, incest lesbian thing.
I don't know that.
Oh, Scissor Sisters. Actually, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
not like family sisters.
We did a good job on that. Anyway, let's talk about football.
Let's talk about a little football.
It's week 14, guys. Did everyone else's playoffs start? Well, for regular fantasy football, starts next week, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this weekend is the final game, and then next week, playoffs.
Right.
But some leagues are starting playoffs, Brennan. You're right.
Starting this weekend?
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa.
I missed the playoffs in the one that starts this weekend in one of my leagues. I hate it when it happens, and luckily I'm in one of those leagues where if you have the most points, you get paid out. I'm in one of those leagues where I have the most points, but I also have the most points against, and like my record's 4-8. It's just ridiculous. But then I'm in another one where I'm for sure going to make the playoffs, and my team is on fire right now.
Do you think it would be – tell me if you like this. If, say, there's 12 teams in a league, and if each week, if you're in the top six, you get a win. And each week, if you're in the bottom six, you get an L.
So you're just saying it just overall. It's like a 50-50 each week.
Each week is 50-50. That way, if you did good,
do,
you get a W.
Would they do the playoffs that way?
No, the playoffs.
Yeah, why not? Why?
Well, that's a good point, but I don't know.
It'll only be head-to-head for the Super Bowl. I would like that. I think that would be a different format that would be... I mean, it's one of those things, though, like, that's the way football is. Like, sorry, if the Patriots are playing Green Bay, one of the teams has to lose, you know what I mean?
No, it's not an even comparison at all. I can have 140 points and lose, and a team that has 20 points win somehow. No, I hate
it's
that.
It's like saying if Jacksonville plays Oakland, they both just take a loss that week.
Nah, I get what you're saying, but it doesn't work that way in fantasy football. Like, sometimes the worst team in the league has the most points somehow for a week. Anyway, Chris, you still there?
Yeah, wake me up, guys.
You falling asleep?
Jeez.
I brought back the
all this,
I brought
all this
back
talk about
loss.
Season-long fantasy football playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't do season-long fantasy football anymore, guys.
No way. So boring.
It's all about the duels.
Chris, you had a great week last week, and I feel like you should have capitalized more, but you said you had 181 points with your team?
I had 181 points, and... I played one guy, and I know there was a lot of scoring last week. If you had certain players like Trey Mason, DeAndre Hopkins, St. Louis Rams defense,
Luck,
Kenny Stills, yeah. Andrew Luck. So I had several of those guys. I just happened to be in a three-person league where a guy got 185 points, and I was just so demoralized after doing that good. And then I was in a five-person league where I won it, but it was one of those leagues where the prizes are split up a little bit, so my winnings were, like, pretty modest, to say the least, for 180 points or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, I always advise everyone, and I advise Chris this, is the more people, the better chances, if you have a good team, that you're going to make money. I did the... big tournament, the $1 million tournament, and I had 100 and I think like 60 on two of my teams, and each one of them won $100. So, and then also if you do the 50-50, you got to do at least 20 players. Like if you do a 50-50 with four teams, like those people know what they're doing, and there's a good chance even if you have a great score, you may lose.
Mm-hmm. It's good advice, and I'm going to do it this week.
Let's do it. Let's make some money.
Are you guys good for quarterbacks?
I'm out. I'm out, guys.
No quarterbacks for
how many did you have, Brennan?
I had I started off really strong. I had Stafford, McCoy, and Calvin Johnson on the Thanksgiving Day games, and they gave me over 70 points. The rest of my team managed to score less than 40 points. Delanie Walker got me 1.1. That was pretty awesome.
1.1?
And then I also didn't have a lot of money to spend on defense, and I thought to myself, well, what's a team that's like doesn't score a lot of points? And I thought to myself, well, the St. Louis Rams don't score a lot of points, so maybe Oakland, if they just don't do anything stupid, will be okay. And they got me negative 3 points because St. Louis scored 52 points against them.
God.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise against choosing the Raiders, but that's just me.
Brendan, when you picked that team, did you have like $10,000 left over?
Shut up. listen, for everybody listening, the spreadsheet is up and it's live and it's great. It's got we even have added DraftKings. It's got the average. It's got a weighted average based off of like yards against. Pass yards against, like based off of the defense, and also we added the over-under. Check it out at Facebook, FanDuel Manual, or check us out at FanDuel Manual on Twitter. You can also email us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. Do you guys want to go through our teams here?
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
All right. So this week at quarterback – oh, you know what, though? Let me just actually, since we're through with the byes, we're pretty much talking about every single game. We're going to leave out the Chicago-Dallas game. It's going to be on we're recording this Wednesday night, so we're not going to include Cowboy or Bear players. So we're talking about every single other team, which makes it really – I thought it was really difficult this week because there's a lot to choose from, but at this stage in the season – everyone's priced kind of where you would expect them to be priced. Like, and there's no more, like, to get a sleeper right now is like the sleepers pretty much have risen. Their value's risen.
Yeah.
So this week for quarterback, if we're talking about the overall top, I'm going to do the weighted average. So basically taking into account things like if they're playing a poor defense or if they're playing against somebody who gives up a lot to passing yards or passing TDs. The top projected point scores are Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and then Aaron Rodgers. But if you're looking at the biggest bang for your buck, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, and Eli Manning top the list. This week, I went with Fitzpatrick, who had a great week last week. He's playing in Jacksonville. He costs only $7,200. Fitzpatrick, since he's been back, in his last four games has averaged over 20 points. So for 7,200, I just feel like that's a good bargain. Plus he's playing against Jacksonville, which doesn't have a great defense. And it just seems like that offense is kind of coming together and clicking. And as long as JJ Watts is out there on a goal line, it's guaranteed touchdown, I guess.
Guy's crazy. That last,
yeah, who'd you go with?
All right, I know this guy, his name is Elite, and he plays terrible, mm-hmm. but this matchup, it's very hard to get away from him, is Colin Kaepernick. I know. Did
he burn you last week, too?
He burns me every week, but he is playing the Oakland Raiders. If it's not now, it's never. I mean, at 7,200... I mean, look at the quarterback that are around that $7,200 mark. You have Eli Manning, Kyle Orton. You have Fitzpatrick's right there at the same price. Alex Smith, Bridgewater is $100 less. I mean, I feel like it's a good deal at $7,200, but you know he's got to step up his game big time. And if there's ever an opportunity to do it, it's against Oakland.
I think Blake Bortles is going to score more than Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Kaepernick
Doug,
let me ask you this, not good.
Well, he was good for a while, right?
He was. And he used to scramble a lot. And
he thinks he's a pocket passer now? What an idiot. Run. Run at every play. This is crazy. Well, like, Russell Wilson understands, like, look, I don't have very good receivers. The line breaks down a lot. I'll just run it for 10 or 15 or whatever, and it adds up. When did Kaepernick stop doing that? I don't understand.
It's against Oakland, so I see what you're
saying. It's against Oakland. Upside. It's a very reasonable price. I think this is the week that he makes people again be like, oh, he's okay. He's pretty good.
Doug, if you bet a lot of money this week, would you trust yourself to pick Kaepernick in those leagues?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you can't just choose Luck or Rogers. Like, I don't know, because if they throw up a stinker, it's game over for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I think, I mean, he pops out to me just be. It probably is a little bit to do with how he used to play.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oh, go ahead.
Let me just tell you one thing. I think he's like an average player. So when average players play bad teams, they look good. But when they play top teams, you know, they're exposed pretty badly. But I think this is a very good matchup, and because of that, he will rise to the top.
There was an article about Kaepernick, like, trying to loosen up the team, and he, like, tried to tell a joke to his receivers, but it went over their head.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's all right.
It wasn't an article. That was a joke.
Oh.
Chris, who do you have?
All right. I kind of kept the theme of the low value quarterbacks. I went with Bridgewater.
Teddy?
Home. Teddy Bridgewater had a good game last week against Carolina at home. Had a really high passer rating. Coaches are letting him do a lot more things than they were in the past. They're kind of letting him sling it around. So this week he is, like Doug mentioned, 7,100. He is home again, and he's playing against a Jets team who gave it everything they had last week on Monday night and still lost. It's getting old for them to play for this guy in Rex Ryan. I think they're pretty much done with whatever effort they're putting in. It's not going to just come out 100% at Minnesota out of nowhere. And the Jets have also let up the most passing touchdowns in the league.
I was going to say that same thing.
He scored 14.7 last game.
I was going to say the same thing about the Jets, though. Like, this was their last primetime game, last reason to play at all, to be honest with you, this season. So mm-hmm. they are going to be done. But really, for $100 more, you could have Kaepernick? Is Kaepernick that bad?
I think Oakland? That this game is going to be competitive only because it's two bad teams, so I think they'll be passing for all four quarters. I think your second half, Doug, might be a lot of running.
Ooh.
Kaepernick last game scored 4.
What is wrong with this guy?
The last two games before that, he scored 14. The game before that, 12. And the game before that, 10.
Do you think that they wish they had Alex Smith still?
I think they will wish that if he doesn't pull it together.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would be better though, because they could rely. They would do the same kind of blueprint as the Seahawks, where, you know, you score what you can, you do smart things, and your defense takes over. But Kaepernick the Seahawks just have him figured out so bad. There's no way the 49ers can beat the Seahawks. They have him figured out.
I agree. I think the 49ers, if they had Alex Smith, they would simply be a better version of what the Chiefs are with Alex Smith.
Do you think the Seahawks Do you think the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl again?
No.
Those guys are. Oh, I'm so nervous about those guys playing like this again. They're back.
Now that they're playing good again.
Yeah.
If your team made the Super Bowl, would you rather them play the Packers or the Seahawks?
Packers. big time.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Just because Manning...
Not me.
Is not, you would rather play the Seahawks?
I think the Packers are much
good.
More dangerous.
Manning is not good against defenses that know what they're doing, man. He freaks out. I'm starting to... starting to lose it with
You're
Manning.
Freaking out.
I'm starting to lose it with Manning, man.
I know. It's coming apart. I think.
I like our new running strategy. I'm down with that.
I like our defense, too.
You can't say he's coming apart. They had a great game on Monday or Sunday
he
night.
He did not play good, Manning. You all know that. What do you mean? We got so many turnovers in their area, and we four times in a row, we had incredible turnovers. We just scored field goals. Every time he threw it in that wind, there was two times where it should have been intercepted immediately, except Emmanuel Sanders played an awesome defense.
Emmanuel Sanders turned into Champ Bailey.
It was crazy. I do think, honestly, if it's wind, I don't think it's the cold thing, but if it's windy, it's not good for Manny, man. He doesn't have the arm strength to do it.
Yeah,
it's not good. But I don't think it's the cold thing. It's the wind. He cannot throw it through that. He doesn't have that. It's not his fault. He's 48. It's no big deal.
If you can keep running like that, though, then...
Yeah. Do that.
And the wind matters
less. That's true.
Yep.
I mean, at least he's very mobile.
He can't throw it quite like Rodgers, but at least he's 10 times slower.
Can read defenses like a motherfucker, though.
Our D look good, though. I'll take that.
All right, so running back, the top projected point scorers are Le'Veon Bell, Arian Foster, and then Rashad Jennings. And then I think that's interesting. You know what? That's because Tennessee is terrible against the run. Jamal Charles is up there also. But then if we do the most... most points for the least amount of dollars. Bishop Sankey rises to the top. Rashad Jennings is still in there, and Le'Veon Bell, even though he's the most expensive, still up there just because of what he's projected to score. Chris, who'd you go with?
Well, to keep with the Broncos running theme, I went with C.J. Anderson. I thought that he was he obviously had an incredible game last week against what used to be a really good rush defense. He's 7,800. Don't think it's great value, but for a guy that had a week that big last week, playing at home, I think he's pretty good value compared to everything else that I saw. I don't love the matchup against Buffalo's run D, but I just had to say screw it because I didn't really like a ton of other guys that I saw with their matchups and where their values were. So CJ Anderson, 7,800. Figured I'd capitalize on him before your other running backs came back and started chipping into the workload a little bit. The second running back I took, this is a complete reach, just a gut feeling on this one. I went with Carlos Hyde at 5,000. Mm. The other San Fran running back who's not Frank Gore. I'm just kind of banking on San Francisco having a revenge game, kind of like what Doug's hoping for, but to the point where... Gore's just kind of underwhelming at this point in his career. So if it becomes a game where there's 35, 40 rush attempts by the Niners, I think that Hyde will see a good share of those and maybe, 80 yards and a touchdown is all I'm looking for there.
I like that Hyde pick a lot. I looked at Gore as well. So what is the story with Gore? I mean, he's a little banged up. He's old. Is he not the main starter anymore?
He just keeps doing it, though. No,
well,
he just...
He had 28 carries last week in a 19-3 loss, which is an odd stat.
Oh,
so I don't know. But he's not doing a lot with those carries.
Yeah. I mean, Gore was just as cheap, right? Gore was...
He was 1,000 more, I believe.
Yeah, he's 5,700. I looked at that same thing, and... I think you're right that it may get out of hand, and they'll just run the clock out. And you're right. If they're going to... If the game's over, they're not going to put Gore in more. They... Don't want to bang him up anymore.
Right. Got to preserve
Gore,
somebody.
So yeah,
I like that.
Gore only had 10 carries last week. He only had 13 the week before. He had most of the carries, 23 and 19, the two, 3 and 4 weeks ago. But even so, out of all those weeks, he's averaging less than 10 points, fantasy points. Let me look at where Hyde's at.
He had I thought he had more carries than that last week, Brendan, though.
No, he didn't.
What the hell was I reading?
No, that was Gore. So Hyde only had – he's right. had 4, 9, 7, and 5 carries. So clearly it's going to Gore more. But
Hyde had more. He had 28 yards, not 28 carries.
Same deal. I do like the pick. I do like the pick. He seemed like he was in there a lot for the second half, even though it was like.
I like C.J. Anderson a lot, man. That guy is running hard. He's running. He's so they're talking about with, you know, Ball getting healthy and coming back.
No, we can't put either of those guys in.
Right, and Hillman like coming back. You know, he was a third guy, but even that, even he was sharing some carries with Juwan Man Thompson, but. He just was running so well. You can't take him out.
No, he's earned his spot.
He's earned his spot. He pulled a Terrell Davis.
No,
he's
when you,
was,
when you do awesome,
Patriots,
he'd be benched immediately. Jonas Gray had a 2 times better week than C.J. Anderson. Never will play again.
Nope. That guy's shining people's shoes in the locker room now.
He's probably gonna get arrested.
God. I don't understand that running back situation in New England.
Do you notice who started the game last week?
Who do New England people like? Who do New England people want to be the running back?
I thought Blunt ran well
Gray
last
and Blunt.
Week.
Gray, of course I would. Like, if I saw one of my running backs do what he did against Indianapolis, I would definitely want to see him again.
Did you see who started the game for the Patriots last week as a running back?
Who was it? Vereen?
Brandon Bolden.
I think they might do that just to be like, so the team is like, all right, our game plan is for Gray. And they'll be like, Bolden? Oh, my God. We totally need to go to plan C.
That guy's on the team? That guy's on their team?
No. He's like a special teams ace, and that's it. And now we have
Bolden
Gray,
was getting
Green,
carries.
And you can get in the doghouse, and Belichick's, if you like, think about fumbling, and he's looking in your eyes, and he's like, you're thinking about fumbling, aren't you? You're out for next week.
I think I saw a Facebook thing about how he's actually a sweetheart. Belichick.
Ooh, Belichick?
Yeah, his girlfriend said he's a sweetheart.
His girlfriend?
Yeah, he has a girlfriend. He's not married, right?
Linda Holiday is his girlfriend.
He's a sweetheart.
Bill Belichick looks like my father-in-law, by the way.
Who does?
Bill Belichick looks like my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Almost identical.
That's true. Real quick on Carlos Hyde. On paper, it's an away game, but it's in Oakland, which is literally like a two-stop train ride away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an away game. And there'll be a lot of 49er fans there.
Yeah, it's
way more 49er fans. Yeah. I went with the two top projected point scorers in Le'Veon Bell and Arian Foster.
Whoa!
What?
Do you need receivers?
Oh, my receivers are god awful. I went with Le'Veon Bell. I've actually been going with Le'Veon Bell so much this year, and then of course last week I don't choose him, and he actually only got one touchdown. But that's the thing with that we've been talking about.
Why would you not choose him last week against New Orleans?
Just because he costs so much and he hasn't really done a lot. Against Tennessee, he did get 29 points, and it was because he had 204 rushing yards. He's such a threat to run and ever to catch the ball.
Yeah, he gets lots of catches.
He still has very few rushing touchdowns. He has 2 touchdowns since the middle of September.
2011.
But he's an animal. He's the best running back in the league right now, I think. Like, I don't even think there's a question.
And I said that. I said that in week 2 on this podcast that I think look it up. Go back. It was minute 38.
Yeah, he looked good. Yep. And then I went with Arian Foster against Jacksonville. Arian Foster has kind of come back into form. He had the last couple of weeks. He's definitely had the bulk of the carries, and he's he's catching the ball. So I just feel like against Jacksonville, it's a good matchup.
Great matchup.
Who the hell are your receivers?
Hold on. We'll get to that. That is crazy. So I went with Ray Rice and Peterson. No, I went.
You never know. You never know.
You never know they could come back. I went with two relatively new starters that actually one of them I don't even think is the starter in Indianapolis. Dan Heron. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Heron?
Yep.
So the stupid coach says, like, I'm not ready to pronounce Heron the starter or whatever. I don't know why. Guy's way better than Richardson. But it's a good matchup.
His coach is the coach said he's not ready to say that Heron's the starter for good.
Yeah, he goes, well, not even for this week. He's going to start Richardson. I know. So ridiculous. So, but he also did the same thing last week, and Heron had a big game. Cleveland, very much better against the pass than they are the run. It's any time you have a running back in an offense that has an awesome quarterback, there's a good chance they're going to put up numbers, whether it's, you know, Rodgers, Breeze, Manning, Brady. Even they just, you know, they get the running carries, and I think Heron is a good deal at 6,400. Just to give you an idea of running backs that are around 6,400, it is Reggie Bush, Ronnie Hillman, Shane Vereen, Theo Riddick, Jonas Gray. Like, so I think that's a very good deal, and Cleveland's a good matchup. Indianapolis scares me as a Broncos fan, period. Like, they are just, I don't know, they're just very explosive. And then the second running back I went with is Trey Mason. Luckily, I had him last week, and he went off crazy. So I think for sure they're going to keep feeding him the ball, especially with Sean Hill as the quarterback. And Washington is a good matchup for any player of any skill level on offense.
Those are good picks. I like both of those.
Thanks.
I'm thinking about trading Arian Foster for C.J. Anderson.
Are we allowed to do that?
Arian Foster is a great play against Jacksonville, man. Rashad Jennings went off against them. Arian Foster is way better.
I don't know. C.J. Anderson's coming along.
That's a tough one.
All right, so check it out. At wide receiver, the highest projected point scorers are Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and Calvin Johnson. The best values are Cobb, Nelson, and then Cecil Shorts jumps up in the mix. Ooh, I should throw him in instead of these guys. Ooh.
You want Cecil rather than the receivers you have? I got to hear this.
Yeah.
I got to hear
All right,
this.
So Torrey Smith missed practice today, and Baltimore's playing at Miami. So I went with Steve Smith at 6,300, who I think is a great bargain. Especially if Torrey Smith is limited. My next is Julian Edelman. I think that New England and San Diego is going to be a high-scoring game, and I think that Edelman's going to see a ton of targets. I was asking Chris about this before we started recording. Edelman and LaFell are both listed as questionable, classic Belichick move. You said, Chris, what's your insider scoop on the injuries to New England players?
They're all going to play.
Everyone's fine, right?
They will play. Yep, I promise.
Yeah, it always says Tom Brady's probable. Like, give me a fucking break. Oh, he's inactive today.
Why does that bother you so much?
You know he's playing. Don't say probable.
He is probable. He probably will play.
Nope.
Well,
he's
Julian
playing.
Edelman's questionable. Edelman is questionable, and so is LaFell.
I wish I could make a bet if Brady plays this week. If there was any odds, I'd take it. 8 billion to 1.
Do you know why LaFell is questionable, though?
Shoulder.
No, he LaFell down the stairs.
No, he LaFell down. my last receiver,
that guy's become
I really...
Good.
My last receiver who I really, really want to switch out. I'm actually thinking about switching him out for Eddie Royal because I think that New England-San Diego game is going to be a high flyer. Is Eric Decker. He's 6,100. He did well for me at the beginning of the season, but he just hasn't really done a lot. I think he's a good receiver. He's a big target in the end zone. But, like you guys already talked about it, the Jets, I think they're kind of like, what
the
are we
Jets
playing for? I
guess 13 times last week.
They had 46
I know,
yards
they,
or something.
Well, they're going to have to pass this time.
No.
They have to.
They can't.
Well, I think Geno Smith is playing for something. He's playing for his future in the NFL.
Brandon,
so hopefully he throws some touchdowns.
Shit out, bro. Switch that shit out.
Maybe Davante Adams?
Yeah, way better.
Anyway, I went with Eric Decker. I'm for sure not going to have the same lineup come Sunday, but I like Adams a lot this week. I think Eric Decker is a good play this week, Eddie Royal is a good play this week, but I went with Eric Decker.
Do you like Eric Decker mostly because he was a Bronco and was so fun and has a beautiful wife?
Super hot wife.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
But you can't play him, man. No way.
He's terrible.
All right, I'm going to switch him out right now, actually. I'm going to switch him out for Adams.
Okay, way better.
It's done.
Okay. Chris, who you got?
I also have Adams, Davante Adams, at 6,000.
Oh.
And then I went with Josh Gordon at 8,000. Home game, and he's going to put up points. Cleveland's going to have to pass.
I think Manziel's going to get him the ball.
Well, Hoyer is starting the game. He's been named the starter. So if Hoyer wants to keep his job, he's going to look Gordon's way a ton. Gordon has 29 targets in his first two games back. They're going to have to pass more than normal because Indy's going to score. And Hoyer is just going to have to rely on him to a certain extent. So, and it's a home game, which I always like. So I went with Adams, Gordon, and then I doubled up on Green Bay receivers and took Jordy Nelson as well.
Mm.
Dang.
I love this matchup.
They have a great matchup, man.
Atlanta's secondary is terrible.
Oh.
They're just going to have some fun in the first half.
I wanted to do Rodgers, Cobb, and Nelson and try and figure it out after that. But it was like, what if that game doesn't turn out that way? You'd be so friggin' sad.
The first thing I did when I started to make my team was went with Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, you know what? Rodgers is, I think, the QB values fluctuate by so many thousands compared to the other positions. So I figured, let me just go with a low-value quarterback and double up on receivers and make the team more balanced.
I almost feel like they're going to do a mercy thing on Atlanta where, listen, let's not give away our whole game plan. Let's just run it and, you know, one of those
kind
of games.
I think you're right, Doug, but I feel like they can just pass it like, hey, why don't you go do a button hook?
It would be crazy. They could do the hook and ladders. No one would know.
Yeah. Just go deep or something.
Do the thing where you write it on your hand in the thing, in the huddle. like
that, remember that Bears game?
Yeah. Oh, God. Cobb, you go to the right? Yeah. No, I have my hand reversed. Yeah, just go. Just get open. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, everyone just get open.
Like, I don't know.
I love when that happens when you're playing flag football or whatever. Like, just get open.
Give up and say get open.
Yeah, get open. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I went with some fairly big names here, but not...
You went with, you said for running backs you had Rice and Peterson.
Rice and Peterson.
Did you go with Bill Cosby for a receiver?
I didn't. How much is he? Negative $8 billion.
67.
That guy's life is over. It's a wrap. Oh.
You never know.
He can make a joke out of it, I guess. I don't know.
I saw a tweet that said the Cosby Show has taken a severe hit, but the Cosby Mysteries somehow lives on.
That guy, I hope that's not true, but it just seems like when there's that many people saying that stuff, it's usually something's up, right?
Yeah, call me a rapist once, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
I remember you said that in college. That was crazy. So anyway, I went with my first one was where I spent a lot of my actually my highest paid person is Odell Beckham Jr.
I looked at him.
He is playing Tennessee, which is right in front of the Raiders as the worst team in the league. They give up monster plays all day long. And I don't really know who Manning feels comfortable with besides him. So I think he's going to have a big game. I was surprised that he's 8,200, but I guess he's earned it. He's done good every week.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is I had to take someone to go with Kaepernick, and I went with Bolden. He did not have a great week against Seattle, but I think many receivers do. And this Oakland matchup is prime for, God, if these two cannot get it together against Oakland, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. So I have Kaepernick and Bolden, which I'm hoping creates some major points. And then the last one, man, this guy has taken a huge drop. But this matchup, if he's going to do it, I feel like I'm saying that about all my players, but if they're going to do it now. Andre Johnson at 6,600. I mean, he is so low in the thing. Like, he used to be one of the top five receivers easy, right?
Absolutely.
And now he is at
6,600. Yeah, he's just not anymore, man.
So right at the same price as him is Nate Washington, Martavis Bryant, Vincent Jackson. I wanted to do maybe Kenny Stills again. I think that's a pretty...
Yeah, but he went up quite a bit in value too, didn't he?
He's at 6,400.
Okay.
So I was like, Kenny Stills or Andre Johnson. Kenny Stills is playing Carolina at home. Great. I think that's a great pickup as well. But I don't know. I guess it's the old school of me that I just, it's hard for me to take Kenny Stills over Andre Johnson when they both have great matchups.
Yeah, and there's probably also a piece of you saying Kenny Stills went for it last week. There's no way
he
does that.
Yeah, they're going to, they have to game plan against that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So the top projected tight ends are Gronkowski, Greg Olsen, and then Jimmy Graham. And the biggest bang for your buck is Gronk, Greg Olsen, and Jordan Cameron. I went with Jordan Cameron.
That's insane. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I didn't go with Jordan Cameron. That was ridiculous. Yeah. I did go with somebody. I had to say somebody ridiculous because the guy that I chose is not very well known. He's on. He is a rookie, and he plays for Green Bay. His name is Richard Rodgers. He scored a touchdown last week, and he hasn't seen a lot. He's been injured, and he's back. And I spent some time talking to some people who are Green Bay fans at my work, and they all talked about how this guy was insane, like through preseason, and he got hurt at the end of preseason and hurt his neck, and he was out. Now that he's come back, he's starting to see some reps, and he's scored in the last 2 weeks, and he's only $5,000, so I went with him this week.
Wow. I won't say anything because you made some good points there.
Yep, those were good points. I hope he does do good.
He also has 6 catches in his last 4 games total.
Well, he has 2 touchdowns.
And he's coming off neck injury like he's Manning.
He's back.
Richard like, Rodgers. Finally, Richard Rodgers is back.
He's also Aaron Rodgers' brother, so he needs to get a few touchdowns. Or mom will be pissed. I don't know how to follow that, but I went with someone a little more well-known, Jimmy Graham. I think that...
Never heard of him.
It's crazy how last week they scored all those points and he did not do well, which is amazing to me. I actually hate choosing tight ends right now. Every one of them that I look at, I have no confidence in. And it's a little nerve-wracking for me. But I think Jimmy Graham's a safe bet at home against Carolina. I also feel like it kind of plays into it where he did not get that many touches last week, where Breeze is going to be like, let's hook you up this week.
I think it's a bounce-back game.
I think it's about bounce. Well, he doesn't. It's Jimmy Graham. He doesn't need a bounce-back week, but it's one of those things where your star player doesn't get any catches. You're going to try and hook him up the week after, and this is the defense to do it as well. So 7,100, a little bit more, but not too much. Like, it's not crazy expensive. Like 7,100 is the same as Anquan Boldin. So I think it's a safe bet. And like I said, I just don't really have a lot of confidence in a lot of the tight ends right now.
What about Richard Rodgers?
I have a lot of confidence in him.
Did you not see him? You could have chosen him too.
You just didn't scroll down far enough.
I could have saved 2,000 on that.
Ugh. All right. I am going to be boring. I went with Gronkowski. I share Doug's frustration with tight ends. If you don't pick one of these top three guys, I know we've said it in the past, but it really is a guessing game. I think maybe you could throw a couple guys in there that have heated up as of late. Kobe Fleener is kind of on a roll right now.
Yeah, he is.
Dwayne Allen coming back, though, so you don't know what's going to happen there. I don't know. And San Diego has played tight ends well, but I still like Gronk because right now the top value for tight ends is not through the roof. It's only $7,700 for Gronk, and he's the top guy. I feel like last year, if you guys remember, like I feel like Jimmy Graham at one point was like $9,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you compared it to receivers, it's Golden Tate, Keenan Allen, Jordan Matthews area, and you get Gronk for the same amount.
Yeah.
I do want to say something about Golden Tate this week. I like him.
Okay, got it. Duly noted.
Calvin Johnson is dealing with an ankle injury again, and there's a chance that Tate might see more receptions. All right. Might see
like
more
that.
Targets.
Calvin Johnson can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned.
He just may.
I told him.
He seems like actually a really nice guy. I don't know
chose
why I
him
that.
And Peterson in both my leagues effed.
That's not good.
No, my top two choices. Anyway,
I don't have any insight on. Like, we don't have projections for kickers or for defense this week.
Who'd you guys go with, though?
I went with our new kicker in Denver, Barth. He played for Tampa before. He's only 4,700 right now, and he was money last week. I feel like Denver at home against Buffalo is going to score a lot of points. It's going to be a lot of scoring opportunities. Like Doug mentioned, we were having a little bit of trouble in the red zone. But either way, we can put a drive together, no problem. So he's going to have a lot of opportunities.
I like that.
I also went with Connor Barth.
Connor Barth. I went with Josh Scobie. I don't think Houston's defense that great. I know J.J. Watt or whatever, but they give up a lot of points, and that guy's automatic. And then for defense, I went with, this is on the heels of the Rams thing, I went with the 49ers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Oakland.
No way.
Oh, I did the same thing. I went with the Niners, too.
I went with the Niners against Oakland. I mean, they already have a good D, and they're going to feast on those fools.
What did the Niners cost you guys?
They had the most. It's 5,600.
5,600.
Jeez. I went with the Broncos.
Yeah. I looked at the Broncos, too.
I think they were 47?
47. I mean, I don't know. Save $900, but I think that's a slam dunk, that 49ers thing.
No, actually, I like the Broncos more.
Yeah. Orton.
They're my favorite team.
I think we'll do fine against Orton.
I think that's it, man. What else you got?
I'm just glad to have these talks again, man. Miss you guys, and we'll try and be better about staying on top of things. But thanks for listening, and we'll... be here for the rest of the season.
Yep, that's it, man.
Happy holidays,
everybody. All right, see you guys.
Yo.
Bye.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.